rolls. "Look what we've done," my mother said, her chill voice barely emitting sound. "We were lost. Lost just 2 blocks from home because our unfit brains had overbrimmed. Our migraines synced so often that by routine we could find each other in our flares of pain. I could take in hand our most dreamlike enigma. She could do the same. We could walk like crystallizing blazes. We could travel the streets into darkest spaces' dire coldness. We could weep together and say nothing. Could continue walking." Mother's grandmother called them thralls, told her that God sent them. If you asked her why, she smiled, explained that God does not explain. If you persisted in questioning, she would say the 10 words she and all her forebears had learned to say. "Why don't you make a little poem of your self-pity?" Cold helped her and her daughter cope, so in winter thralls they walked outside lightly clothed, their bare feet, head, hands exposed in order to feel relief from the electrical discharges subvisible to everyone but them. One early morning, after a cyclonic snowstorm, the old woman was found dead, her hands and arms and hips embracing the slender trunk of a red oak 10 feet away from the front door of her home. And what happened to her daughter who went with her? What? I asked. I knew the chill hand in mine, remembered her mother's hand, and the hand of her mother's mother. I knew the 10 words of censure that would come. Lightning and lesser lightning, we walked apart and with each other.